This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Various entities, various political parties, various organizations, and of course the GNU, the Government of National Unity. So we have SATU next on, of course, on the line, and Nomusa Cembe is already here, and they have, of course, issued a particular statement in relation, from SATU's perspective, to, of course, basic education and the position there. They, of course, I think, will also tell us in general, you know, SATU's position. We've just been speaking to KASATU as well. But they'll also tell us in general, maybe, you know, what their look and feel is of what is in front of us and whatever it is. But specifically then, of course, to basic education, Siviwe Gwarube is the new minister in that particular portfolio. And what SATU is saying is that, you know, whilst it is the prerogative of the president to appoint, and of course they are a federation in the alliance with the ANC, which is of course KASATU, and the ANC is still that vehicle that you need to support the narrative by the DA, that of course SATU is a stumbling block to quality education, of course, is the one that they, you know, are sort of not happy with, that we have this particular minister there. Nomusa Cembe, welcome to Power 98.7. Welcome to Power Perspective. How are you, Nomusa?
I'm fine, Denzel. And thank you for inviting us. Good evening to listeners as well.
I thought you would have said, I'm fine under the circumstances, Denzel, because there are circumstances, aren't there, Nomusa? Nomusa, yes. I have an understanding, Nomusa, that, you know, and I saw the statement and I saw some of it. I mean, and like you point out, you are SATU, KASATU, and there's the ANC that's the vehicle with the SACP as well. And I've been speaking to all of them tonight. I've just finished a conversation with the SACP, a very, very interesting conversation about, of course, you know, how things are now going to work and the compromises that are now going to have to be dealt with as well. But from where you sit, you've taken a very, very high level, you know, opinion to it. You've acknowledged all of the other things. For example, it's the prerogative of the president to appoint. It's this, it's that. And you have an understanding that. But, you know, you're just not happy with this particular basic education one that comes from the DA. And let me just put it to you as well, that I have gone and looked at the DA manifesto, and they speak specifically to you when it gets to education, where SATU is concerned. So they mention you by name, in essence, also Nomuso. So, I suppose I have an understanding of why you would not be happy, right?
Yes, indeed, you are correct, Denzel. Mm. We felt very much uncomfortable because we felt that you know, appointing the DA to the position was we felt it wasn't really for education purposes from the DA point of view. Mm. It was more of a political thing because they mentioned us in their manifesto, and the way they from the reports that we got about the letters that were exchanging hands between the DA and the president, you know, the DA demanding certain portfolios and demanding in particular education, we just felt that they put it their way through. And they have this appetite, which is full, this appetite to deal with us, and it's been going for quite some time. So we're very much worried, and that's why we issued this statement to say we do not have a problem with the Gwarube. We have a problem with the DA and what she represents. She represents the DA. and the DA has this position against Sandler.
Mm. What was this? I just have to ask, Nomusa, was this something that was relayed to you beforehand, or you know, did it come as a massive just surprise to you that you know here you were listening to the appointments and basic education was mentioned as a portfolio by the DA? Did you have the privilege of having an understanding beforehand?
No, we didn't have any prior information. We just like anyone. Mm. We had it, in the news as the president was announcing.
Mm. Well, how do you deal with it now? Because you know, in essence, there needs to be a relationship between labor. There needs to be a relationship between the unions. And of course, the minister and the department, basic education, in essence, how do you foresee that this particular relationship's going to, you know, get started, get move along? How do you even begin to engage this relationship that you now have to form, in essence?
Yes, this relationship is starting on a bad note, in that the relations are strained.
Mm.
But we are a critical stakeholder. We need to engage. The department needs to engage with us. Mm. We need to engage with them. We believe that as long as the DA acknowledges us and see us, we have a feeling that they don't take us seriously. It's as if we're a piece of nuisance that they need to get rid of. And, you know, if they humble themselves and recognize us as a trade union that has a right to exist and show some respect and show that we have to engage with them, then perhaps we can move forward. But they need to give us that that respect as a critical stakeholder in the department.
Mm. Do you Nomusa, I've the president now sort of oversees what some, and I would also call it a divided house. Is you know there are various other children in the house now. Some obviously also would call him compromised, and would also suggest that to an extent can't exercise the authority or the prerogative or the vision that he would have had, and the ANC would have had as the ruling party. How do you see and how do you draw a line between him still being the president, which is Cyril Ramaphosa, President Cyril Ramaphosa, the ANC still being the government of the day in essence, or rather, let me rephrase, the majority party in the government of the day, because we now have this government of national unity concept, and the resolutions and the manifestos and the principles and the understanding of the direction that, you know, was education was engaging in. How do you weigh up the president's influence, the influence of the ruling party and the policies that are already in place versus an individual who's now the minister in essence and the influence that minister could have, just opposed to, you know, the other aspects of the president and the ruling party and all the legislation that's in place? How much of an influence do you think this particular individual would have above the others that I've just mentioned?
We hope and pray that that this minister will embrace the spirit of the GNU. However, we doubt that so much, judging by the utterances by Helen Zille, because Helen Zille gives the impression that they are in it to put a stamp, of authority. To make their mark. And that really worries us that, this is it's just a facade, this GNU thing. They are just using it to bully their way through, as they have done to be where they are. So it is hard for one to trust, you know, whether they'll be true to their to what they signed for, to the statement of intent, judging by the utterances their leader Helen Zille is making regarding this.
Now, Musa, do you have some comfort in the sense that within the act, though, there is a reference that says trade unions will be consulted? I mean, it's not even a reference. There's a need and there's a compulsory aspect to it that within the act, trade unions must and will be consulted. Do you have a bit of sense of relief in that particular aspect? And that they have to see you as partners.
Yes, they have to see us as partners, and we wish and we hope they will remain true to that. Because moving forward, yes, they do need to really consult. We are interested in seeing labor peace, and we hope and pray that they will do what they've written, what they will. Put into practice what they have written down. Because if they don't, it may affect a labor peace within the department.
Let me before I let you go, Nomusa. Do you know there's the Bella Bill in front of us, the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, from what 2022 I understand it's been coming a long, long way. There's a lot of things it aims to amend, sections of the South African Schools Act, the SASA, the couple of key provisions in it, and couple of absolutely key provisions that, you know, it needs to address language policies, for example. That's one of the aspects of it, revising admission, for example, grade R compulsory, school disruptions and how it deals with that. Homeschooling is also something that it'll pick up, and governance and accountability. It wasn't passed by the president. He didn't sign it amongst the many, many, many that he signed just in the run-up to, you know, the election. He signed a lot of other particular bills. Do you have an understanding why the Bella Bill, the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, was not signed? Has there been some form of explanation, and or do you have a reason why it wasn't part of the bills that were signed?
We're still confused as to why it wasn't signed, because it went through all the processes, and it was passed by both the houses of parliament, in the National Assembly and the NCOP. We were hoping that it would be signed by President before the end of the sixth administration. Yes, a lot of people are thinking that perhaps the president is acceding to the demands of the DA, because we know very well that the DA was not happy with some of the clauses in the bill, and was planning to take this to court. But for us as such, we fully agree with most of what is in the Bella Bill. You know, we did make our input, and we believe that what the DA is demanding will be taking our country back to the times before apartheid, and that the powers of SDBs. Yes, we do want to see SDBs. We do want to see them running schools, but at the end of the day, there must be an overarching body or person to see to it that whatever the SDBs decide upon is in line with the constitution, does not discriminate. You know, in that it ensures that the right of the learner to learn is not taken away.
And so, that would be the head of department, right?
Yes, that would be the head of department. They feel that the DA feels that the government is encroaching on, on the rights of SGBs or of parents to run their own education. We feel that in whatever democracy or that you know that we have, there must at the end of the day be someone out there to see to speak to the fact that people, whatever they do, is aligns with the constitution, aligns with the law. SGBs and some SGBs are known to have abused their powers to exclude learners. So really, what is there comes from the fact that some SGBs have not been true to ensuring that they open their doors of learning or they open their schools to everyone.
Sure.
So we want to ensure that that doesn't happen. The same with homeschooling. It cannot be that government just can sit and do not know what parents are teaching their children. There must be somehow a body that needs to know, or government, or someone that needs to know whether what is being taught is in line with what we want to do to achieve in building our country.
Sure.
So it cannot be that you operate in isolation, because you may, at the end of the day, education should ensure that we are all aligned in ensuring those basic tenets of ensuring that everyone aligns or has the same view as to where the country should be.
Nomusa, last question to you then. You know, I'm just going to pick up on a phrase that you've raised. You said in a way, you know, the DA has bullied their way through and bullied their way forward. You also said that the DA, you know, seems to have an appetite now that they have basic education. There is that appetite to deal with you. You know, you said deal with us, and of course. You've also said that seemingly the president then acceding to some of the DA demands. If I put it to you, those three aspects to you, as you've also just raised some of them, that doesn't put you in a very, very good, you know, position at all, where it comes in aspect to in relation to the DA, and then also from a position of where, you know, the presidency or the ANC would be concerned, where, you know, the statement was made acceding to some of the DA demands, where they've got what they wanted and they got education, for example. It doesn't put you in a very favorable way either way. How do you navigate your way forward? You know, have you begun to think about how you engage this new terrain that you're going to have to now engage that's in front of you?
Yes, we have to, as we said in the statement, it is the prerogative of the president to choose whom the president wants to choose. But we said we are going to see what's going to happen when she takes over. We'll wait and see what when she outlines her vision with us, and then from we'll take it from there as to what she says and plans to do with the department. We have to engage, but it will depend on what she puts on the table.
Yeah. Now, Musa, do you think you could be pleasantly surprised? Look, it is 11:30 in the evening, Nomusa, you know. You know, do you think you could be pleasantly surprised amidst everything, yeah?
We can never tell, but she is taking over a department that has stabilized a lot, a department that has got programs that has got a vision So we are waiting to see what she's going to bring, whether she's going to turn the whole thing around and start from scratch. But there are many good things that are in the pipeline that are being done that we feel, you know, they should be seen to their completion, such as that there are many, and we feel that they are taking this country forward. We are keen to see what the DA is going to do, because it's been blameless for the ills that are there in the education system. So we want to see what they will bring forth, because they are failing to acknowledge, you know, some of the basic things, like, you know, we come from the history that entrenched inequalities. And you see this reflected in our schools, and then they turn around and blame us for that. We cannot be blamed for the fact that our schools in rural and township areas do not have sporting facilities, do not have the proper infrastructure like laboratories and libraries and those things. And then we cannot be blamed for those inequalities. We didn't bring them. We're not a stumbling block. We want to see equality in education right across. So it baffles us as to how they think we can be a stumbling block towards ensuring equality in our system. And we are keen to see what is it that they will do to even the playing field, and how they can stop blaming us for those things which really we do not know to be blamed for. They not only blame just such, they're blaming teachers, they're blaming learners. If you have looked at their manifesto, treating teachers as well as the learners as being perhaps lazy or not putting enough to make the show that the system works. We feel very much insulted because even now teachers are putting in, they are into camps, for the metrics and all. And then for them to just look at everything that is happening and just put it on our doorstep, really, it baffles us. But we are here. We will be there right through the way to see what is it that they'll be doing to turn things around.
Sure. Nomusa Qembe, thank you so much for coming on to Power Perspective. Thank you so much for coming on to Power 98.7. It's appreciated.
It's a pleasure.
Nomusa Qembe, of course, SATU spokesperson, talking to us there about the complexities of being SATU and the teachers' union in a place, of course, where the new minister is DA and the Democratic Alliance. Obviously, you know, when they do apportion blame to what is going on and the evils of what is going on in education, they squarely put a lot of it in front of SATU, of course, to the extent that they name them. They name them by name in their manifesto, and they talk to them as that particular element that has held education at ransom, and that element that has held education and the schooling system, you know, at that particular number, 30%. So, yeah, there is it. Some of these decisions having been then compromised, as is when negotiations happen. Trade and industry didn't go to the Democratic Alliance as they wanted, but maybe the ANC gave them basic education. And so that's how negotiations work. Get the one, you don't get the other.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.